Stop.
I'm taking the pallets, the wooden pallets, to the grave. So when you lie down in the grave, you don't lie on the bottom, not on the earth, but on this pallet of wood. And also when you lie 2-3 hours in the grave, it's not so cold.
John Hacking is one of the three pastors at the Radboud University in Nijmegen. He's the man behind an art project with the goal of encouraging students to think a bit more deeply about being alive and what's important in life. All he asks is that the willing participants lie down in an open grave for some minutes to contemplate their existence.
I call it the purification grave, where people also experience something with their body. So not only in their head, because university people are always sitting in their heads, especially young people, the feeling, the emotions, is difficult for some of them to get touch with. So I think when I create a grave, a real grave, you can lie in it, and then we will see what happens.
Pondering the big questions, it was time for me to become part of John's project.
Okay, well, I've stepped into this grave now. You can hear it. That's my foot sort of banging on the pallet. I'm just in the process of lying down. To my left and right, banks of mud, obviously, earth that's been dug out, grass on top. I can see some nettles leaning over the top, and then above me, the open blue sky, and I'm just going to have a think for a bit.
After about 20 minutes, John came to see me.
How is it going?
Good. Yeah, it's very, very peaceful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've just felt very calm, actually.
Yes. That's nice. Now, when you think it is a grave and you are going to die, then there's something else. But you are alive. Huh? So life goes on also around you. Noises and so on.
Ultimately, what would you hope they would walk away with once they come out from their time in this space here?
When they have the feeling that it was a good experience, and so they, for themselves also, and they had the feeling from, hey, that was a good time to do this, because now I'm standing on my feet a little bit more. So I'm looking at reality, and I have to do something with my life. So my life is important, I get only one chance, so make something of it.
There's no doubt my time in John's purification grave had given me a chance to think, though I think I might have to spend a little longer in there to find all the answers.